Hi, this is Siobhan, your sales how-to gal. For the month of April, we won't be giving sales tips like we normally do. Instead, we'll be translating what I like to call prospect speak. That's where the prospect is talking, but not really saying what they mean. We will decode prospect speak in a series of posts called They Said, They Meant, where we teach you how to read between the lines when a prospect is giving you the brush off. After we complete our prospect speak post, there will be a quiz, so pay close attention. We're going to jump right in with our first They Said, They Meant post. One of the things that prospects say after a sales call is, "We're not ready right now." Does that mean they really aren't in the market right now? No. If they weren't in the market, they would not have invited you to pitch. So what else could it mean? Most salespeople think it means that you need to build a relationship before the prospect will spend money. So you start trying to make a connection. You remember their dog's name, their kids' birthdays. You start clipping coupons for kibbles and bits and mailing them inside handwritten notes. I don't have anything against building relationships. I have some super talented friends. I use them all the time, and I make myself available to them for their use. But the basis of our relationship is that we like each other, not because we're interested in seeing what we can get from each other. Besides, the prospect brought you in to pitch because they thought you could make them some money, not because they needed a new friend or they wanted some dog food coupons. So figure out what went wrong in your presentation that caused them to change their mind about doing business with you. You might say to the prospect, "You were expecting something different in this presentation. Where did I miss?" That intuitiveness and ability to read the room may save the deal for you. So if they said, "We're not ready right now," they meant we're never going to be ready unless you change something. So spend your time figuring out what went wrong and asking your prospect what went wrong instead of spending your time trying to build a relationship. That's your first lesson in decoding prospect speak. I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal. Subscribe to this podcast so that you get our content first. It's available on Apple Podcasts, on Google Play, and on our website, www.sales4lawyers.com. Join me next time when we decode what it means when a prospect says, "My partner vetoed me."